question. So that being said, so should we always, when we have a thing that we go through in life, should we always share it with the brethren, or that we have the free access because of the blood of the Lord, we can go to the Lord in a private thing that is just concerning my life? I can go to the Lord and tell him, Lord, I sin against thee, and I am before forgiveness without sharing my brethren. It's something that will be a private thing that I don't want all the brethren to know about it. I just want me and the Lord to encounter it. Can we do that? Or should all our business be spread and put on the table and to be discussed? So if anyone else has the same issue, we'll be taught and understood.
I think, just for the sake of time, I think that's a very good question. And what we need to realize is this. When there is a sin, and the scab actually is a matter of covering an old wound. That's where you get the scab. You have a wound, and that's a covering. So there is something going on, but you're covering it up. You're covering your old habits. You're covering the stuff. You're just covering it up. It's come there, and it looks like the skin. But it's there. There's a mark in there. We need to go to the Lord. He will be brought to the priest. We need to go to the Lord and ask for help. We need to go to the Lord and confess our sins. Now, do I go and put on Facebook all of my sins? And the Lord knows them all. But you don't want anybody to know them. So you go to the Lord. But then there are fathers. But then there are mothers. Older brothers and sisters that have gone through. They were teenagers. They were young men. Now they're getting gray hair. And you will be able to find some help from an older brother, an older sister. You might have a close friend that you have confidence in, that you could share your struggle with. But be very, very careful about spreading these things. Be very, very careful. In the world today, people are tweeting and blogging about their stupidity and making it known everywhere. And as we have heard, the standards have changed completely. You do not cover your sins. You confess them to the Lord. You go to those who could help you, to help you out. But you don't spread that stuff around everywhere. Because you know what you do? You actually defile everybody. Leprosy is contagious. One of the worst things about it, among other worst things, it's contagious. So you share your struggle with a believer who is your age, who probably doesn't have that, and all of a sudden you're impacting him, and he's doing the same thing that you're doing. So be very, very careful who to share with, how to share with. You could go to the Lord and tell him everything. He knows it all. He knows it all. Even the stuff that's inside of you that you don't know about yourself, he knows it all. So first you go to the Lord. You go to those who are mature enough in the faith to kind of instruct and direct you. You always, always and ever, when you hear somebody giving you an advice, make sure it is according to the word of God. Make sure it is in line with the word of God. But we need one another to support and to strengthen each other, not to kind of throw all of that evil and things that are not right among ourselves to defile one another. It will impact somebody, no matter what it is, no matter how, even the older brother that you will talk to him too, it will impact him. Sin is defiling.
So, just in the same line, allow me to add, Brother Milad, of what Brother Emil said, that sin is against God. So, that's right, I have to confess, if we confess unto Him our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. But also, I might have wronged someone in that sin. And I think I'm obligated to go to that person and also confess to him that I have wronged you in that. I shouldn't have done this. I have repented unto my living God. My life has changed. And the Lord can use this in the life of this particular person that you have wronged. So if there is any wrong, so I think in that to that particular person, you there should be some sort of confession. But as we heard that he was being brought to the priest. So, and I wonder that we might need help also. What does it mean? What's the practical application of the priest in our daily life here?
I have a question. I don't want to prolong the meeting, but I think that's something I really struggle with, and it'd be good for clarification. I mean, it's so clear here that this activity of the flesh is something that's so negative and so wrong. But then you read in 2 Corinthians 12 about the thorn in the flesh. And although it's kind of disguised as something that's so bad, it's obviously a blessing. It works to keep you in check. And how do you differentiate between the thorn in the flesh and this activity in the flesh? One that's a blessing and one that's clearly a disadvantage.
So thorn has nothing to do with any sinful nature. Thorn is actually a gift of God here. Paul said, I was given a thorn in the flesh. Lest I should be elevated, I was given a thorn in the flesh. So the thorn here has nothing to do with sin. But it is a gift of God to a believer. Of course, thorn is painful, and it's a gift of God to a believer to keep him on his knees before the Lord.
It's a physical weakness. Thorn in the flesh is different than sin in the flesh.
Yes.
Sin in the flesh is awful. God does not give man sin. Thorn in the flesh, it was given that the apostle will maintain his humility in spite of all of the great revelation that he has.
I'm wondering if we can give verses that will help in that aspect. James might help in it. Not every man that is tempted say, I'm being tempted of God. James chapter 1, and if somebody will find the verse while I'm quoting it. So not everybody, when they are tempted, you are tempted, God does not tempt with evil. The thorn in the flesh is not the activities of sin that we are talking about here, because God does not tempt with evil. It is after, when you are drawn after your own lust, that's where it comes, the subject again, after your own lust. Somebody found the verse? Verse 13, James 1, verse 13. So I think that will help. But if I can say something in a practical way to me, we have heard what sin can do. What sin can do. And the defiling, and that's why it wasn't for all to eat from the sin offering. There were specific company, the sons of Aaron, that could eat from it. So we don't want to defile even a younger brother because he's my age. Let me go and tell him about this sin. That's not the way. Bring him to the priest. You know what? Let me bring this application. I don't want to take the application. We're all priests, so bring it to any. But bring it to the priest, to the main one. Bring your brother or sister before the Lord as our great high priest. Bring it. Bring him and bring her to him. I want to bring that application, if you'll allow me. Yes, there is the priest, the discernment that you and I are applying. But the best thing that you can do to a brother that is struggling with certain things is bring him before or her before the Lord. The other things, the Lord will give us discernment. And the discernment is God has given the sense. You spoke earlier, there are many teachers. That's not where you go to. That's not where you go to. But the Apostle Paul said there are few fathers. There's a father. There is a mother that could do it in a gracious way. Yes, he might get affected by it, but you cannot go to individuals that are young in the faith, that are still going on for the Lord, and just defile them completely. You have brought more damage. So the Lord give us wisdom. It requires wisdom when these things happen, to seek the Lord, to bring him before the great high priest, but also to give me, if I need to talk to someone to help me along from scripture, the Lord will give us that direction instead of going to anybody that, you know, that I would desire.